Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's the Into Tomorrow show for the weekend of Friday, August 5th, 2022, during our 27th year, bringing you the latest in consumer tech. Why did you look so confused when I just said that?
I'm confused because, more importantly than our 27th year, it's my birthday month.
Yeah. not until August 20th. Send Chris a happy birthday on August 20th.
You can Venmo me at Chris Graveline.
Oh, yeah, right. That'd be kind of funny. Somebody sends you a dollar. I want to know.
Yeah. Of course, I'm assuming that's my Venmo name. I have no idea.
Oh, great. Now somebody's going to send a dollar to somebody else.
Well, if their name's Chris Graveline, they probably deserve it. It's a cool name.
Oh, my God. Holy moly. Anyway, he's Chris Graveline. I'm Dave Graveline, and we thank you for joining us. And we thank you in advance when you call in and participate, like Donald did from Española, New Mexico. He's got a question about recording a conversation on the iPhone, so we'll address that, among other things, this hour on the program. But first, some tech news and commentary for you.
Chevy offered rebates to Bolt EV owners who bought their cars just before a 2023 model price drop, but that discount comes with a large catch. Jalopnik and Autoblog note that the rebate application requires that drivers, quote, forever waive and release their right to sue GM or LG over the Bolt's reported battery defect.
Oh.
In other words, you'd have to be content with the savings even if the car did some serious damage. GM confirmed the agreement language with Engadget. GM first recalled the Bolt in November 2020 after reports of battery fires between 2017 and 2019. Two subsequent fires and a second recall led the NHTSA to warn against parking these cars indoors.
Great. Well, how much is the rebate?
I don't know.
We don't know. So it may very well not be worth giving up your rights to sue them.
I think the bigger story was that if you want that rebate, you can never sue them.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you can even do that in the long run, because you can't really just give up your rights like that just because you took a rebate that's unrelated to the fact that there could be a problem with the vehicle.
They probably figure nobody's going to go through the expense of taking them to court over it if it becomes an issue.
I would.
Well, you would. Just
sue them.
Despite them.
That's how I am.
You would spend, $500,000 to win like a $200,000 judgment.
Probably. Because it's the principle of the thing. Yeah. I won, damn it. Yeah. Apple's digital health strategy involves offering digital health and fitness features to consumers, engaging with traditional healthcare systems, and partnering with universities on medical studies, according to the company. Apple's Jeff Williams said, quote, "Our vision for the future is to continue to create science-based technology that equips people with even more information and acts as an intelligent guardian for their health, so they're no longer passengers on their own health journey," close quote. Okay. Leave it to Apple to come up with some gobbledygook like that. We get it. Just keep doing whatever the heck you're doing with health strategies.
Yeah.
Good luck.
NASA is planning to send the first humans to Mars sometime in the 2030s. But what happens if one of the crew suffers a serious health issue during such a lengthy mission?
Well, you take a detour to the nearest emergency room in space.
Yeah, well, unlike the International Space Station, where an astronaut can return to Earth for medical assistance in a matter of hours, voyages to deep space are a much different story. Because what's it, like 9 months to get from here to Mars?
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So NASA is preparing to test a remote surgical robot called MIRA, Miniaturized In Vivo Robotic Assistant,
yeah.
A high-tech device fitted with two instrument arms that can be controlled from afar for minimally invasive surgeries. The MIRA device will be put through its paces on the ISS, the International Space Station, to find out if it's a viable medical tool for missions to deep space. During testing aboard the ISS, MIRA will operate inside an experiment locker about the size of a microwave oven and carry out procedures that mimic those used in surgery.
How are they going to fit a patient inside a microwave oven?
I don't know. It's just for the test, and it's going to be, you know, carrying out procedures that mimic surgery, such as cutting simulated tissue and handling small objects.
I see. I mean, it makes sense, because I guess you might have something unexpected, like an appendicitis attack or something like that, or a heart attack or something that, you know, you've got to be very healthy to be an astronaut to begin with, a real astronaut, not Jeff Bezos.
Not a space tourist.
Yeah, not a space tourist. But so I guess they've got to account for some possibilities, but that's a good point. I mean, if you're in the International Space Station, yeah, apparently there's a way within hours, presumably, to get back to Earth.
Yeah, but my whole thing is, you know, sending signals to and from space, trying to, you know, control a surgery robot from Earth.
And the lapse time.
The lag. Wouldn't that be kind of like, you know, not good?
I would think that would. Oops. Oh, no, not. I didn't mean to cut there.
Because you figure it's going to take a while for the command to get from you to the robot. Then it's going to take a while for the video is from the robot doing his thing to get back to you. So, you know.
Well, that's probably why I wouldn't be one of those first people to Mars.
Yeah.
Qualcomm is working on ultra-low-power IC designs meant for use in smart watches and other wearables. Their Snapdragon W5 and W5 Plus platforms may be more competitive with Apple's custom chip designs for wearables. And leave it to Qualcomm to compete. I mean, Intel gave up and might as well just give up on them anyway. So it's pretty much Qualcomm, Apple, Samsung, some of those in terms of being able to do chips. Of course, NVIDIA, that Pelosi's husband owns a lot of stock in. Google's dogfight with TikTok for dominance in the short-form video space has a new combat zone, the courts, as Google was hit with a Shorts TV trademark infringement suit over the tech giant's TikTok rival. So there's a little more dogfighting going on, and we just have to kind of sit back and chuckle.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
Snapchat has launched a new in-app game called Ghost Phone, designed to showcase the company's AR technology by allowing players to discover the secrets of an abandoned phone and hunt supernatural beings around them.
Oh, please. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
To launch the game, users can either head to Snapchat's Lens Explorer and find the lens called Ghost Phone, or tap the rocket icon in chat. To play, you'll have to hunt different kinds of ghosts by performing various activities. Players can find clues within text messages and data and unlock camera modes to capture the AR ghosts. You'll have to get up and move around a bit to complete the game's tasks, but there's no Pokemon Go level effort required. Ghost Phone says, "We'll take a while to play, but thankfully, even if you quit and come back to it, your progress is saved."
Oh, that's encouraging.
Yes. Are you going to play Ghost Phone?
No.
No.
Do I play any games?
No.
No. So I'm not going to play Ghost Phone either. No. But I would have thought it would have been something completely different. Like a random phone as a game, and you get in it and find out what's in the phone or on the phone, and maybe whose phone it is, kind of a whodunit, who left their phone.
Well, that's apparently part of it, you know, from what I've read, is, you know, there's an abandoned phone that you find, and you have to unlock the secrets in that phone.
Oh, so you do unlock secrets in the phone.
Yeah.
No, I still won't play it.
Sounds like a combination, almost like an escape game, kind of escape room kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, just go to an escape room then.
This is true.
Yeah, do some actual physical activity.
Yeah.
Wow, there's an unusual thought.
You know, plus, the conspiracy theorists will have you believe that anytime you use these apps with this AR, it's just so that everybody can get video of, like, you know, the inside of your home or something.
Mm-hmm. There's that, too. Ford Motor is testing a robotic electric vehicle charging system that would allow people with mobility issues to charge their vehicle using their smartphone. A robotic arm would be released and connect with the vehicle using a small camera. Have you seen video of this?
No.
I have. You don't want to bend over to pick something up when you engage it.
Okay.
If you're anywhere near this robotic arm. So I would be extremely careful. Okay. Or it could become a very shocking experience.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
As part of a settlement with the U.S. Department of Justice to avoid criminal prosecution, Uber admitted to covering up a massive cybersecurity attack that took place in October 2016, exposing the confidential data of 57 million customers and drivers.
Oh, just a few.
Yeah.
Ooh.
In order to not be prosecuted for the cover-up, Uber, quote, admits that its personnel failed to report the November 2016 data breach to the Federal Trade Commission, despite a pending FTC investigation into data security at the company. Apparently, hackers used stolen credentials to access a private source code repository and obtain a proprietary access key, which they then used to access and copy large quantities of data associated with Uber's users and drivers, including data pertaining to approximately 57 million user records with 600,000 driver's license numbers.
Oh, great. That's certainly a major breach.
Yeah.
Holy cow. And what are they doing about it?
Nothing. They basically admitted it so that they don't get prosecuted for it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we told everybody.
Yeah. You know, that doesn't make it right, just admitting it.
No, of course not. And it doesn't mean that you're just a real good corporate citizen now.
Yeah. I said, oh, you admitted what you did. Okay, here's a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
It's okay.
If even.
Yeah.
Mm. Amazon customers in major cities might see Rivian trucks or Rivian trucks delivering their merchandise as the company begins deploying electric delivery vehicles. Amazon plans to have the trucks in 100 cities by the end of this year, they claim, and a national fleet by 2030. So again, if your item isn't delivered, it's probably because the battery died.
Yeah.
And it's stranded somewhere in the city.
Well, and speaking of dead batteries and electric vehicles, Walmart has signed a deal with electric vehicle maker Canoe to purchase 4,500 all-electric delivery vehicles with the option to purchase up to 10,000 units. Walmart expects to begin using its fleet of Canoe lifestyle delivery vehicles to deliver online orders to customers in 2023 as part of the retailer's goal of achieving zero emissions by 2040. However, advanced deliveries will begin in the coming weeks in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
So see, just like Amazon, starting to use electric vehicles for delivery. And if it works out for them, wonderful. And they don't need to buy gas? Terrific. But, again, other issues.
Tow truck companies are going to make a lot of money.
Yes, they are. And unfortunately, batteries that catch fire and so forth. So maybe you don't get delivery of your product because it burned up. Any number of things can be part of those issues. Twitter is working to boost engagement by featuring top-ranking hashtags used in each of its communities that, when clicked on or tapped, drive individuals to relevant tweets regarding the related topics. The feature will initially be offered to Android users, and will later expand to iPhones.
That's because you're going to make sure it's perfect before it gets on our phones.
No. That's because we get stuff first.
Right. You're the guinea pigs.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shopify is laying off 10% of its workforce, a move that affects about 1,000 of its employees. In a memo posted on Shopify's website, CEO Toby Lütke says the company has to go through a reduction in workforce that mostly affects those working in recruiting, support, and sales. Lütke notes that the e-commerce company is also cutting down on over-specialized and duplicate roles as well, as groups that are convenient to have but too far removed from building products. He attributes the layoffs to a miscalculated bet that the e-commerce industry would continue to grow beyond the COVID-19 pandemic. Shopify's workforce jumped from 1,900 in 2016 to around 10,000 in 2021 to meet the expected growth. But Lütke notes that things are, quote, reverting to roughly where pre-COVID data would have suggested.
And what was the expected, what, there was a term there that I thought was quite interesting.
Well, they were expecting the industry to keep growing at
right.
the rate that it was growing during the pandemic. And,
yeah.
And it just apparently hasn't.
Hmm. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Electric scooter manufacturers are expanding their products beyond fleets to individual consumers. The considerations include ease of use, strong warranties, recyclability, and anti-theft technology. I noticed throughout the Miami Lakes town, there's a bunch of these electric scooters on almost every corner.
Yeah, and I haven't really seen anybody on them.
No, I haven't either. I see a whole bunch always there, but I never see anybody riding them.
Yeah.
So how are they making any money?
Probably not.
I wonder,
free storage. Free storage on the corner.
And are they splitting it with the town or something? Any clue? I live in the town of Miami Lakes, so I'm just curious if you knew anything about it.
Yeah, but I got out of those town politics years ago.
Oh, good. Well, you should try to rent one day and see what happens.
As long as I can use a company card.
Nope.
No.
Donald in Española, New Mexico, listens on KTRC 1260 AM. And Donald, do us a favor. Subscribe to our free podcast so soon you won't be missing any broadcasts, okay? Hey, Donald.
Is there any way to record a conversation on an iPhone while the conversation is taking place?
Well, Donald, the iPhone's stock phone app doesn't include call recording capabilities, so you need to rely on some third-party app. Most will try to accomplish that by routing the call through their own servers and typically charging you for the minutes used. Now, if you want a truly free solution, you can install Google Voice and route your call through them. You can then press 4, and Google Voice will announce that the call is being recorded, and it will record it for you. After that, you will be able to access the recording at voice.google.com if that's what you have in mind.
And now typically all the services that do this will include that announcement like the one Google Voice uses. The main reason for that is they don't want any liability on their end for recording the call in places that require consent from one or both parties. You probably won't find any legitimate service that doesn't do that. Now, if you want everything to be contained just to your iPhone, the only built-in way to kind of accomplish what you want is to turn on the speaker and then use the iPhone audio recording app and just record the call as it comes out of the speaker and is picked up by the microphone. And it's definitely not a very elegant solution, but it will work.
That's true. It'll sound like it's everything in the background, a little distant, yeah. But it should do the job for you. So, intotomorrow.com.